Peters Show. Welcome in. My name is Stu Peters. It is the 14th of July, 2021. And once again, Jack Dorsey has suspended me over at Twitter, his communist platform designed for the globalists to continue to spread propaganda and lies in an attempt to finish the Marxist coup, the complete takeover, to kill you. They want you dead and they want your kids' blood. That is the truth. Those are the facts. And the reason why this platform continues to thrive and grow is not because I am 100% dedicated in my faith. It's not because I'm 100% dedicated to the well-being of our constitutional republic. It is not because I'm a patriot and an American who has decided to fight for this country. It is not because I vet information, go to credible sources, go to the experts, the doctors, and then bring them onto this program to talk to you. It is not because I'm in an echo chamber up here on this pedestal, broadcasting live from Minneapolis every day to bring you that truth. Those aren't the reasons why this thing is growing and exponentially saving lives. The reason for that is because of you, your service, and what you do with the information that we provide. The fact that you screen record it and share it, that you throw it up on TikTok, that you do duets, that you go to Twitter with it, Gab, Facebook, Telegram, all over the place where you rip off. I don't care. Call it theft. I will never call it theft. You take this information, you bootleg it, screen record it, share it. I don't care how you get the word out, just do it. But it's because of you and those efforts. Don't you ever forget what an integral, important role you serve in saving Americans. You are 100% responsible for saving lives. And those are the conversations that I will not stop having. Those are the conversations that I will not stop having. And it's so important that we have those conversations with the brains, with these people that truly understand the science behind, say, viruses, how they work, where they live, how they kill people, if they will, is there an imminent threat, how to treat it, defeat it, kill it, and ultimately annihilate that threat from impacting you, your family, your loved ones, most importantly, your kids. That is why we are here. These are the real questions that you and I have. These are the questions that we seek answers to every day. We aren't scientists. We truly can't understand all of this stuff. It's really easy to get confused about a lot of these things when it comes to COVID-19, Delta variants, vaccines, inoculations, poison, graphene oxide, 5G, hooking up to the grid, how it all works. And that's why Judy Mikovits is here. Dr. Judy Mikovits is standing by. And before we get to her, I want you to know that Dr. Mikovits earned her BA in chemistry from the University of Virginia in 1980, a PhD in biochemistry and molecular biology from George Washington University in 1992. In her 40-year quest to understand the causes, prevent and treat chronic diseases, she has authored seminal papers culminating at least a decade of research in each of four fields: immunology, natural products chemistry, epigenetics, and HIV/AIDS drug development. I said HIV/AIDS drug development because I want you to know that she knows Tony Fauci. She knows Tony Fauci personally. She knows what he's up to. She has knowledge that nobody else has. And that is why she's here. Many of the scientists and doctors opining on our current state of healthcare affairs, the ones that you see on the cable news outlets, the one that you see on the major broadcast networks, the ones that you hear on the radio, the ones that you see on podcasts, even similar to this, studied the findings of Dr. Judy Mikovits to come to their conclusions. In 2006, Dr. Mikovits co-founded and developed the first Neuroimmune Institute based on a systems biology approach. This led to the landmark 2009 publication in Science of the Isolation and Characterization of a New Family of Human Disease-Associated Retroviruses. Dr. Mikovits has co-authored more than 50, that's 50, peer-reviewed publications and book chapters. She holds patent of combination therapy for prostate cancer using botanical compositions and chemotherapy. Dr. Mikovits is a New York Times best-selling author of the book Plague of Corruption: Plague and the Case Against the Masks and Ending Plague. That is the most important thing, the end. We will ask her today, how do we stop this? Can we stop this? Can the inoculated have an opportunity at a second chance if they're having jabber's remorse? What about this shedding, this transmission? Are you affected permanently if you are not jabbed and you're around those who have succumbed to the peer pressure or to the psyop or to the propaganda and they have gone and rolled up their sleeves? Can you be around them? Dr. Judy Mikovits' heart and passion is to the focus on natural products, chemistry, and plant-based drug therapies. We will ask her about those. Her current focus is on medical cannabis, with breakthroughs in understanding of the pathophysiology of neuroimmune autoimmune diseases and cancer as acquired endocannabinoid immune dysfunction. Dr. Mikovits, thank you so much for making the time for us today. We really do appreciate it.
Well, great job, Stu, and I appreciate your patience in postponing a few days. We actually were finishing, and I literally finished at 6 in the morning, the final edits of that last book, Ending Plague, because it talks about our 40-year experience and how we never have to go through another one of these plandemics, because all the botanicals, all the plant treatments, the cannabis, the type 1 interferons, the natural therapies that combined with, you know, even pharmaceutical drugs, low dose, can heal all of this. And I appreciate the opportunity to come and talk about those solutions.
Well, today, those writings are certainly more important than this program. So I want you to focus all of your attention there.
I got it done.
And we're just happy to have you. So first, I want to address COVID-19. Then we'll get into these injections and other treatments. So we'll kind of segment our talk chronologically and break it all down. I want to really understand as much as I can, and hopefully all of the viewers and listeners at the end of today's talk will understand a whole lot more of what it is that's really going on. So let's start with this. How did COVID-19 get here, and what is it really?
Well, COVID-19 is not a virus. It's a disease. That's what COVID-19 means. The authorities rapidly assigned SARS-CoV-2 that non-novel, it's not a novel coronavirus. And this is all the work of Dr. David Martin and just the phylogenetics of the viruses. The reason they call it SARS-CoV-2, COV-2, is because it's highly 97% similar to the severe acute respiratory syndrome virus that also was actually manufactured or created in laboratories back in 2002 and 2003. So this is not a novel virus, and it got here plain and simply through laboratory sharing of infected monkey cell lines. It's also not a human virus. That means it's never been isolated from humans with the disease and characterized. That's why I left that in my resume, because you have to isolate the virus from people with the disease. Everyone with the disease COVID had to have evidence of SARS-CoV-2 isolated, sequenced at least a few sequences, and shown to be transmittable to other humans. And those other humans get that disease called COVID. And that's not happened. COVID is actually not a disease at all. It's a collection of symptoms that a number of environmental toxins and viruses like influenza can cause. So what COVID-19 actually was a severe strain of influenza. Now, there were probably coronaviruses involved, because every single flu shot, every single attenuated viral vaccine carries animal coronaviruses that are then injected, inoculated. So this is not infection by spreading the way we've been lied to. It's infection by injection.
So the shots being called vaccines, if I'm hearing you right, are the reason for the real spread of these symptoms.
Correct. The flu vaccines in the beginning, and we were reporting in the beginning a paper that came out by a researcher named Greg Wolf. It was a large, what's called a meta-analysis, across thousands of people in the military who we all know are heavily vaccinated and required to get flu vaccines every year. And so what it showed, that January of 2020 paper, showed that if you got a flu vaccine, you were 36% more likely to get a diagnosis of COVID and show evidence of a coronavirus. But again, that, you know, show me that virus was SARS-CoV-2, because those studies have never proven that. Every time they say they isolated the virus, it was from a laboratory cell line that was that Vero, that monkey kidney cell line that contains many viruses, many bat viruses. And this is why I can speak with authority, because I did those cultures with bat tissues in the 90s at Fort Detrick with various strains of Ebola, and tried to identify at a molecular level, that's my degree, after I got the PhD in 92, define at the molecular level the disease causing strains versus the non-disease causing strains. And those were the ones that created that inflammatory cytokine storm. And you can show, now they're calling them variants, not strains, but there are dozens of variants. So yes, the things that are in the case of the flu vaccines, those vaccines are spreading and shedding attenuated, they're weakened viruses, but if you have a weakened immune system, you will spread that weakened virus. And the sick, it can, what we call, recombine. It can go back and become a deadlier virus by combining with other viruses in that preparation. And there are many other viruses, even your own viruses, that are activated because you're sick and you've turned on the flame, the inflammatory cytokine storm.
And we're going to get to these shots, this inoculation that's being called vaccines, coming up in a few minutes. Going back to the original, remember back in January when it was all over our legacy news, so-called state-controlled media is what they are, they're propagandists, that this thing was breaking out in China. It was going into Europe. It was starting to spread. The panic started to be instilled. I immediately pointed it out. And I said, they're going to politicize the heck out of this thing with the upcoming elections. There's no question about it. Nancy Pelosi is going to run with this. It was proven to be true. Anthony Fauci immediately began opining on this stuff. And if you remember, the way the chronological events is that, you know, he was warning people, originally saying, hey, we don't need to wear masks. He has since gone full blown mask on this thing. I think he's wearing 5,000 or 6,000 of them on his lying face right now. But the speculation that this came out of this Wuhan lab that Fauci invested in, that he invested taxpayer dollars in, the NIH funds this lab, we were called tinfoil hats. That is now proven true. What hand, being that you have interactions with this man, I mean, throughout your professional career, you have had dealings with Anthony Fauci, whether personal or not, I'm not quite sure, but you were deeply involved with the HIV/AIDS deal. So can you unequivocally say that Fauci is behind this COVID-19 fear control of virus?
Yes, I can. And I've supported that with data across all of our books, and our book Ending Plague, which should come out in a month or so, will provide even more evidence that it goes all the way back to the AIDS epidemic and when he first took control of the NIAID in 1984.
So he thought this up, or stole it, or hijacked it, and he's like a kid on the playground with a squirt gun, ineffective, albeit, running around intentionally trying to get people infected.
Correct. And remember, it's not an it. There are dozens of variants in those cell lines. There are dozens of variants. There are dozens of viruses in every flu shot. There's sequences. So it's easy for them to recombine. So it's not an it. And yes, all of the data, he's been doing this. This is the all-important Fauci dossier that David Martin compiled and released. I can send you a copy of it for the notes of this show. But it's very important. He's been doing this since at least the early 2000s, planning step by step. Remember, I said SARS and MERS, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome virus. These were also lab evolved, if you will, not lab created, you know, but we were told it came from a seafood market in China. I'm just not sure how bats get into seafood markets, but just the same, these viruses spread. They must live in a living host. And these are cell lines, the manufacturing facilities, the manufacturing plants is, plants as in like a manufacturing plant. And you grow up a cell line that you will grow in a 2 millimeter vial that is cryo frozen, preserved at minus 70. And those cells, they're like 2 million cells per vial, up to like even 10 billion cells per vial. And then you grow them in a fermenter in a media that also contains cow blood or horse blood in some cases, not necessarily with the coronaviruses. You grow them up in large fermenters. So there you have cow viruses. Some of those vaccines like J&J are grown in aborted fetal tissue cell lines, some called WI38. The one for the COVID vaccines is the PER cell line that came from in 1985. So that cell line's been used in the lab to culture various viruses and study disease. And every time you want to grow those viruses, you grow them in the cell line. So they are right in 2015 in that Nature paper that I first discussed on Joshua Phillips' Epoch Times show, April 8th of 2020, right there in the material methods of the paper, it shows that the cell line came from Fort Detrick's USAMRID, U.S. Army Research Institute of Infectious Disease, biosafety level 4 facility, and it was shipped to Wuhan, China, and paid for by Tony Fauci, when in 2015, those types of studies were illegal. So yes, we can march all the way in since the early 2000s and even as early as 1999, which is when the NIH vaccine program was started, with the admission by then NIH director Harold Varmus that when you do xenotransplantation, and I'll break down that word for you in a minute, when you do xenotransplantation, you risk that a dormant virus, that a virus that isn't even noticed by another animal like a dog or a chicken or a monkey, then transmits in that needle, in that syringe, in that heart transplant, and then can cause disease, can recombine and new strains and new variants in immune compromised people. So what is xenotransplantation? Xeno is the word meaning foreign. Xeno means foreign. Transplantation, anytime you put foreign tissue into another species, that xenotransplantation. So every blood transfusion and every vaccine that is an injection is a xenotransplantation. And right there in slides and in our book, and as we've been presenting the data over years, right then in 1999, then NIH Director Harold Varmus showed and said, we have to be very careful. We recognize the risk of doing xenotransplantation in patients like HIV AIDS patients, in people like cancer patients. The risk is in the immune compromise that you can create literally new strains of deadly viruses. You know, when we do the work in the laboratory to understand them, as I did in the 90s, the idea was we knew there was a strain of Ebola called the Reston strain that was not pathogenic. And then we knew that the Ebola strain Zaire was highly pathogenic. So the question is, what are the sequences in the virus that make it highly pathogenic. And we understood what those were by the end of 1999. And we understand what they do is they elicit that inflammatory cytokine storm, that IL-6, IL-1, TNF, the what gives you the fever, what gives you the chills, what gives you the headaches. And that's why you know that this vaccine is not a vaccine, this mRNA surrounded by a synthetic lipid nanoparticle. That means it's a synthetic virus, because viruses package in the host cell fat the RNA of the virus. Otherwise, our immune system would degrade it like a Pac-Man very quickly. So that's why they had to create, you remember from Dr. Malone, who discovered the mRNA vaccine technology, the trick wasn't the mRNA. The trick was, the invention was getting a synthetic fat particle that wouldn't break down, that stabilized with polyethylene glycol, which 70% of America will have an allergic reaction, because that is, and maybe an anaphylactic, a deadly one, because that's in a lot of makeup products and other things. So you can have allergic reactions if you're exposed. So this technology, these scientific truths have been known since the days of HIV/AIDS. So you can absolutely not only implicate Tony Fauci, but people Tony Fauci has paid, like the Barrick Lab, like Ian Lipkin's lab in Columbia. And you know, they've done this for decades. And we know that the evidence is all there. And that's what Dr. Martin's dossier shows with respect to Moderna, with respect to the people that have the patents. Moderna was not a vaccine company. They were a gene therapy or a chemotherapy company. That is, you engineer cells to produce certain proteins that they can't produce and thereby cure cancers and things. So these gene therapy vectors are the same vectors my colleagues and I have worked with in the lab to cure cancer and things for decades. It's when these technologies are used for evil and not good that we have a problem.
And we're going to get into this, but running up against a break here, just real quickly answer. Can this be stopped?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. More with Dr. Judy Mikovits in 60 seconds as the Stu Peters Show continues. An absolutely fascinating woman with a wealth of information. We are so lucky to be talking with Dr. Judy Mikovits. We'll get back to that conversation after I remind you about our great friends over at Step On Socks. I got to break something here. I'm wearing it today. Here it is. Step On Sins. Yes, trust in God. You gotta get over to steponsocks.com right now, because the brand new one, Stepping On Sins and Trusting in God, is now available at steponsocks.com. A 3-pack for just $17.76. They are 100% Patriot designed. These cotton socks are sure to be a conversation starter and remind you all day long that we're stepping out sin as much as we can. We're being more and more godlike every single day as much as we can. Plus the legacy classic version, stepping on all the globalists, Fauci that we're talking about, Biden, Obama, Pelosi, Clinton, all of them on the legacy version. Plus, they have diversified Second Amendment flags are available, as well as silver. Just go to steponsocks.com right now. They are true patriots, good friends of mine, and we support them because they support us. You should too. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to steponsocks.com. We return now with Judy Mikovits. And we are back with Dr. Judy Mikovits. We are moving into these injections being called vaccines. There's an incessant push to get a needle in every arm. I've never seen anything like it. What are these shots? Why is there this push? We're going to get into that. But first, we went live with Dr. Jane Ruby not too long ago. We talked about the findings of some Spanish researchers, this graphene oxide material that was confirmed to be in both the AstraZeneca and the Pfizer vaccines. Any truth to that?
Yes, absolutely. I've looked and others have looked, and in those lots, in the lots of vaccines that she showed, yes, when you see those electron micrographs, you can see absolutely what it is and characterize it by the technologies, because of the chain of custody was such that that couldn't have been put in those shots. Yes, there is truth to that. And clinically, you know, this is where we see some of the poison that doesn't make sense if it were an mRNA or the lipid nanoparticle causing the reactions or the responses.
Okay. I mean,
adverse reactions.
So the inserts, pharmacist whistleblowers have been coming forward. The inserts in these things are completely blank. The only words on them is this page left intentionally blank. We have talked about ad nauseum, you go open a bottle of Advil, you get, I mean, you have to get out your magnifying glass. All of the possible adverse events that could occur from just an Advil are listed on this tightly folded up piece of paper that expands to the size of an umbrella. They're intentionally left blank. If somebody really wanted to know what's in them, because nobody does, what would you tell them? If somebody was considering this inoculation, well, what's in it? What would your answer be?
My answer would be, I wouldn't consider the inoculation, and I won't at all until we know what's in it. And they're intentionally left blank, in my opinion, because this is a large clinical trial. So they're not going to tell you which ones are saline. They're not going to tell you what the adverse reactions, because those data safety sheets, they tell you the reactions. They tell you who got fevers, who got chills, which is what's in the manuscripts of the animal trials. So we are the animal trial, and we knew that under the emergency use, which is why they could never legally be mandated, which was what we've been fighting for the last 6 months, because, you know, that I would tell them, no, I'm not an experimental animal. You can't coerce me. It's against all laws of all our constitutional rights and the Nuremberg Code. This is what we've been saying. I would tell them, no, until we see, you know, you're not going to inject a vial of liquid that could kill me or my newborn baby. And we'd know that. And not happening.
Speaking to the clinical trial deal, and I don't know, I'm sure that you're far too busy for this, but at StuPeters.tv, for all of you watching this, there is leaked tapes of a conversation between an inoculation victim who's been diagnosed with Guillain-Barré polio. Now this has moved into unexplainable tremors. Her neurologist said this is a direct result of the Moderna vaccine. She called Moderna, talked to a spokesperson there who openly admitted in a recorded conversation that we aired at StuPeters.tv that, yes, everyone who accepts this inoculation is participating in a trial. Every single person is an experiment. So we don't know what's in them other than graphene oxide and a small amount of mRNA. How do these things work? I mean, is this a bioweapon intentionally being released to make people sick and kill them? Is this population control, or am I a conspiracy theorist?
No, I mean, it really is a bioweapon that is intentionally, because that spike protein, and again, that's only those lots. You know, remember, this experiment will have different doses, different levels, different combinations of those other things like graphene oxide, different metals, different stability of the mRNA, different vectors for the protein in the J&J, the adenovirus vector, different strains. This is an experiment. So you can get, you know, just, you know, one lot having the graphene oxide. You can get several other lots with other things. So, this, you know, the mRNA or the protein expression, that spike protein is a combination of HIV envelope, meaning the HIV spike protein, XMRV, the mouse gamma retroviruses, that new family of viruses we discovered and isolated with people from, Guillain-Barré, multiple sclerosis, myalgic encephalomyelitis. Well, now Tony Fauci's calling that long haul COVID. You know, no, it's the same disease you gave them when you mixed HIV and the XMRVs and the xenotransplantation of a blood supply that was contaminated for 30 years until we discovered that in 2006. Yes. I mean, this is pretty, or 2009. We started doing the work in 2006. And what do these patients get? Oh, the same cytokine storm as COVID. You know, this is weaponized, and they know exactly, and they're experimenting on blacks. They're experimenting on the military. They're experimenting on the heavily vaccinated. You know, we knew from the MMR, three RNA viruses. We knew that and this was 2002. We knew that if blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans, people of color got boys, got the MMR vaccine before they were 3 years old, they were 2 to 4 times more likely to get autism. Well, or a diagnosis of autism. Well, that's not because a virus knows you're a black man any more than HIV knew you were a gay or an IV drug user. A virus knows your immune system, and a virus knows what other pathogens are carrying with it, what other poisons in the days, thinking about the graphene oxide in the days of HIV AIDS, the people that got the sickest were doing the drugs, were had other co-infections like mycoplasma, mold. The XMRVs is what we found, the women, what that Tony Fauci called chronic fatigue syndrome instead of myalgic encephalomyelitis, which is inflammation of the brain and the spinal cord. Well, that's what MS is. And the damage is done the same way by the immune system.
So, did HIV AIDS really have anything to do with homosexual sex?
No. That was the first time that Tony Fauci and the politicians decided to experiment on a vulnerable community, on a community that perhaps they wanted to eliminate in our country. And that's the LGBTQ community. I mean, for me right now, I'm horrified that the LGBTQ community would stand up and anybody with an HIV infection or would ever trust them and get another shot.
And Black people. I mean, we have to remember that African Americans were the experimental laboratory animals for these people, for Tony Fauci, for these politicians. Joe Biden was there at that time, because I think he's been a senator, well, by his count, for 192 years, I think he said the other day, from the so-called presidential pulpit. So when you're talking about eliminating a certain person by experimenting or a group of people, you're talking about then gay people and Black people. Now we are looking at this incessant push, constant advertising, YouTube videos, people singing songs, celebrities, the President of the United States, politicians everywhere. It's everywhere. You cannot go anywhere, Dr. Mikovits, without seeing this push for these jabs. Everybody, they want a needle in every single arm in the world. So everybody is now being targeted as a group of people, like gay people or Black people were being targeted before. Is there any scientific evidence to back this theory that these injections somehow will open you up to connectivity, 5G, the grid, things like this, tracking? Is there any scientific evidence to back those theories?
Yes, because the industry has been trying to use these things in order to transmit them smaller and smaller, and in order to use these technologies to traffic cells, carry cells to different parts of the brain to change behavior using things like metals and things even the graphene to target cells to different parts of the body. So yes, there's a lot of scientific evidence, and we recently showed a paper from Nano Letters the ferritin. So that's iron. That's a form of iron. And when 5G is put on, and if a human is exposed to 5G, then the hemoglobin, the protein that carries oxygen through binding to iron through the blood and through the tissues, the protein changes shape. And that causes the iron to release into the blood. And when iron releases into the blood over 3,000 units, it's a danger signal, and it turns on the same cytokine storm as if it were a viral infection. And so there was always a problem with this technology because you couldn't get enough iron to traffic and have that magnetic effect. As my brother mentioned, I have trouble keeping two pieces of paper sticking to the refrigerator. How are we seeing these things stick to people's arms? Well, there was a protein in a genetic technology in an engineering paper that we found in 2019 that showed that if you put the sequences, if you engineered the sequences of this protein in an mRNA and ferritin, for the message for ferritin that's in all of us, in an mRNA, it would collapse like a viral particle and package enough iron to traffic it to the brain. So yes, the technology exists. And and it was always intended for good. But in one of the papers, it's let's control behavior. And they were able to control behavior. literally mesmerize people or whatever, get them to behave the way they want them to behave.
So many things. By the way,
in speaking about the medical racism that we just discussed, the attack, I encourage everybody to go to childrenshealthdefense.org and look at a film that was released on March 10th of 2021, and it's called Medical Racism, and you will see every word we're seeing there is as recent as in the 90s, releasing four times the amount of MMR or other vaccines on children, Black children in South Central LA, in the middle of LA, experimenting on them. This isn't just Tuskegee.
Wow. You mentioned technology meant for good, weaponized against us in the wrong hands. Same thing with gain of function research. I mean, if you can find a virus, if you will, that will attack or penetrate a cancer cell and destroy it and blow it up, gain of function. I mean, that is what these things are meant to do. And they've been hijacked as well. So being the most powerful or the richest man on the face of the planet with nobody else around makes no sense. Being able to control them seems to make more sense, because now you've got all of these subservient people, which is the ultimate goal of authoritarianism, the world, the new world order, the one world order, whatever you want to call it. It's, you can give it a fancy name. It means absolute subservience from every global citizen to a particular group of elite people. And that is what's happening here. Our military is a great place to do this, because now imagine if you can control the connectivity of an entire military, actually get them to think differently and then turn on their own people to benefit you. That's extremely scary, why this incessant push to get everybody inoculated. There was a man that was on the show yesterday, brought his child into a vaccine clinic. They were going to jab him regardless of improper informed consent. There was no informed consent. Of course, you can't, because we don't know what's in it. And then he was underage. He was 11 years old. He wasn't registered. There were so many flaws. It was incredible exposure. Will these people, these evil people, continue to push this until they are inoculating in vitro? Where does it stop?
It stops with us. It stops with we the people and every single individual. And that's the simple solution. The simple solution to regaining our health for all time is not another inoculation ever, until all of this is exposed and every single safety study and efficacy study with every combination of drug with every other vaccine is done. Those take decades. When you announced in my bio about the plant, the botanical combinations with chemotherapy for cancer, each one of those chemotherapies needs to be tested individually and in combination. We know of people giving the COVID vaccine at the same time as a meningitis shot, or in planning to do it with a flu shot or Prevnar, the pneumonia shot. This will kill more people. And so this is, if we call that moratorium and every human being watching this show and every other show says no more, I'm going to take back my God-given and constitutionally protected right to breathe the air, to not have toxins shot into me, and to live in this country as our forefathers lost their lives for, then we win. And then we can go outside and take those natural products that we know, the type 1 interferons, all the treatments, the cures are all there. We know that. You don't hear of HIV from AIDS and HIV causing AIDS anymore. You don't hear that anymore. There are millions of Americans. Go watch your TV. PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis. That's a vaccine. I'll take one in a pill. I'll take one in a nasal spray called type 1 interferon, low dose. I'll take hydroxychloroquine, which Tony Fauci himself called a vaccine. So we need to turn this around, and first by saying no more, we will not bow down. And when we do, we take back our country and we realize, a love, a lack of a peace and health like we haven't seen in my lifetime.
If everybody stops with this phony, disproven, PCR test, if everybody stops consenting to any kind of testing, if everybody stops wearing a mask, if everybody refuses this injection, COVID-19, or any injection, any inoculation at all until this is exposed, COVID-19, Delta variants, which we're going to get into because we know that they don't exist, this all goes away. Is that what you're saying? Correct. Everything. Absolutely. It goes away completely.
Correct. And the people that have already been jabbed, and the people
we're
who
going to talk about them in just a minute, because we're running up against this hard break. And those are the people. There are a lot of people out here that have jabber's remorse. People that are watching this for the first time, they're being floored by something that was sent to them by Dr. David Martin, for example, or they're going to see this and they're being red pilled, if you want to call it that. The great awakening is happening. People are waking up. They're going to alternative media sources like this one because they want real information. Those people have remorse. People that are around those people are scared of what might be coming more with Dr. Judy Mikovits as we continue in just 60 seconds. Fauci exposed, COVID-defined, injections discussed, the bioweapon. That is what it is. Intentionally designed and released to kill you and your family, create infertility in women, sterile men. We're going to get back with Dr. Judy Mikovits in just a second and talk about how do we recover from this? Can inoculated people undo what they've already done? Can people who have not been injected be around injected people? How do we stop this tyranny once and for all? One of the things you have to stop is the reduction of IGF-1 in your body. It's naturally built up in your body, but as we age, that production decreases. The levels that are naturally found in your body go down, and you need to supplement your body just like you do as if you're taking vitamins. You supplement any deficiencies. IGF-1 is very important because it promotes a positive, healthy, strong immune system. We need to be able to fight off all of these Fauci-engineered bioweapons, so a strong, God-given immune system is what we need. That God-given immune system, as we age, naturally it decreases. We want to create longevity in our life. You can do that by going to keystolife.shop. It's not just for men. There are a lot of things over there that promote healthy weight loss, healthy lean muscle gain. Sleep aids are available as well. Keystolife.shop. All natural, holistic. No, it's not steroids. No, it's not illegal. We wouldn't be here endorsing it. Go to keys2life.shop. Again, that's keystolife.shop. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to keystolife.shop. We return now with more from Dr. Judy Mikovits. Having conversations like the one that we are having with the great Dr. Judy Mikovits, it really helps me psychologically because I feel less crazy. Validating all of the things that we've been thinking or feeling, the rumors that we've been hearing, the stuff that you're seeing on alternative media sources, the prints, the patents, you know, Dr. David Martin this, Tony Fauci that. I've been called crazy, and you get called crazy enough, Dr. Judy Mikovits, you start to almost kind of believe it. You look in the mirror, you pull your hair out, and I think that's part of the psychological approach to this bioweapon that was so necessary to get a herd of people, if you will, hundreds of millions, billions of global citizens to comply with this narrative and be scared. The fear emotion really is becoming successful. It's the only emotion that I believe that can really move a bunch of people to do things that they would not normally do. I'm sure you would agree with that sentiment. We want to get right back into this because we only have you for a brief period of time here. So let's talk about these inoculations. A lot of people having jabber's remorse. People are scared. They're fearful. If they've already been jabbed, they're waking up to this. Also, people around them are starting to get nervous because of this shedding phenomenon or this self-spreading vaccine, this transmission, if you will. People are feeling side effects. They're feeling ill, getting headaches, bleeding. Menopausal women are starting their periods again, spontaneous abortions, otherwise called miscarriages. These things are happening. I guess spontaneous abortions is not the appropriate term. People are miscarrying. Babies are dying. Any truth to this shedding phenomenon?
Yes. And as you said, you don't want to call it shedding because this is a synthetic virus and it's smaller than a normal virus. So it's between 30 and 50 nanometers. And it's important. It can shed. It can go through the skin. It can go in every cell of the body because of the way it was made. It's not restricted in the way normal viruses are. So yes, it can go through your skin. Yes, you can cough it on people like a normal virus. Yes, there. And we've seen the patients. I've experienced some of it myself. We have family members with cancer who, when they go get their treatments in the hospital, the nurses and doctors are all vaccinated. That's medical malpractice. Because these patients are vulnerable and they are transmitting it to them. And we're seeing fluid in the lungs and we're seeing people diagnose it. Oh, you got COVID. No, you don't have COVID. You got vaccine COVID. You got V COVID because that's what the vaccine was. The injection of the spike protein, the injection of the disease causing part of the virus. And so when, and you can test that. You can test that with a PCR that will show you the only thing you get on that PCR is the spike protein. If you don't find the rest of the virus, the gag or the structural proteins of the virus, you got it from the vaccine. So do that test for us and we'll know. But the good news is you treat it and protect yourself with all the things that you would for the natural infection. And so it's not a death sentence, but what we all need to do is take back our immune systems and our own health and get our immune systems healthy and strong.
So somebody who's been inoculated, they're, quote, fully vaccinated. They've had both Pfizer. They did it, you know, within 3 weeks of each other. They're going, oh, my God, please, Lord, Savior, save me. This is horrible. I'm going to die. Do they have hope? Can they recover from this, number one? And then number two, those of us who are around people who have been jabbed, we're feeling these side effects. Are those permanent? Are we getting sick? Are we getting hooked up to 5G? Are we accepting these things into our DNA, into our bloodstream? Is it a permanent thing or can we also be fixed?
Everyone can be fixed. There's hope totally because number one, the people, you know, if it didn't hurt you immediately, we can pray to God, you got the control, the saline in the experiment we talked about earlier. Number two, if you have a healthy immune system, it will degrade those particles. We don't know how long your cells will manufacture that spike protein, but the healthier you are, the more your type one interferon immune system, the more your innate immune system, the more you keep your skin healthy, you go out and get vitamin D in the sunshine, your own body's immune system, our God-given immune system can degrade, you know, and can heal us even from this synthetic weaponized virus. So that's the great news. The bad news is for the immune compromised and who are exposed, as I just mentioned, in hospitals. This is criminal. And it's always been criminal. It's not just the COVID shot. You know, back the last 5 years, we've seen the worst flu ever, or the nurses and doctors. It's criminal to force nurses and doctors to get vaccines. That's criminal, live attenuated flu shots. You know, that's not protecting them or their patients because the nosocomial spread is the word for spreading from doctor to patient. So what we can do is never wear another mask, never get another shot. So remember what we were told, the vaccinated, the fully vaccinated can take off their masks. So everyone in this country, in this world, hearing my voice, take off the mask. Do not compromise your immune system. Do not make yourself sick. Give yourself all the strength. And then nobody is living in fear or hate, because everybody feels everybody's vaccinated. Do not be fearful. Do not be afraid of other people. Don't be angry at them. Don't not touch them. Hug them. You'll get a natural immunity. You'll get an exposure as grandparents used to chickenpox. So grandparents used to, my husband's 83, he's never had shingles. Now we see shingles in 10-year-olds because of the failure of the chickenpox vaccine to produce lifelong immunity.
So just to be clear, you're saying for unvaccinated people or people who have not, I keep calling it vaccinated. See, this is the propaganda working here. Right. People who have taken the inoculation and versus people who haven't. The unvaxxed are okay being around the vaxxed. Yeah, you might have some side effects. You might have the bleeding. You might get the headaches, the hangover type symptoms. You might feel ill, but don't distance yourself from your friends, from your loved ones. Intermingle, do that scientifically, medically. You are safe. It makes sense to do.
You are creating immunity to the synthetic. You know, we can do it to the synthetic virus, just like the variant du jour. And see, that's the issue. What we know and we see is the variants are coming from the vaccinated, the inoculated, where and we know this because it weakens their immune system. You know, there is no prevention of transmission, and we know this from the beginning. You know, people are more susceptible. So the immunity, the immune people like me, Yes, I have other lung diseases, but the first thing you do is take off the mask. The second thing you do is keep your immune system strong. If you experience any symptoms, do what you would do if you were going to experience to prevent SARS-CoV-2 infection or influenza infection. Take hydroxychloroquine, take prophylactically ivermectin, take low-dose interferon sprays, take N-acetylcysteine, take healthy glutathione glycine. There's a product called Proimmune, which is a powder of the building blocks of the amino acids, glycine, glutamate, and L-cysteine, which make up our glutathione. That's your antioxidant. It's the oxidative stress causing the disease and causing the immune dysfunction in it one part. So do all of those things to keep your immune system well. Chicken soup, minerals, quercetin. I mean, I can line up the natural products. They're cannabinoids. We have a cannabinoid balm, a skin cream that you can put from hemp on your skin. And that will keep the flame down. That endocannabinoid system is the dimmer switch on your immune system. It said, it's okay. It said, tells your immune system, it's okay. Turn the fire off. We got this. So we can protect ourselves with natural products, with plants, with botanicals, with healing. But the most powerfully immune suppressive thing there is fear and anger. So imagine if tomorrow you walked outside and you never saw another mask. Then you're not going to look around and say, oh, who's vaccinated? Well, I can confidently say my hydroxychloroquine, my interferon, my ivermectin, my supplements that I took in the morning make me immune. So I can confidently say, yes, I'm not only vaccinated, I'm immune. And that's all we need. And yes, I may get sick, but I do the same thing. Go to bed, get rest, chicken soup, melatonin is a great one. Get good sleep. Turn off the 5G. Do not eat GMO. But vaccines are genetically modified organisms. So is your food. Get real food, real healthy food, and you'll be well.
There have been thousands of questions in my Telegram and prior to my suspension on Twitter when I said that I was going to have you here today. The majority of them, tell her to tell us what's going on with these pine needles. I think that there was some rhetoric coming from you about this pine needle tea concoction or whatever. Is that still on the table or is that no? Have you?
No, I didn't say pine needles. I talked about a 100-year-old essential medicine, a synthetic drug made by Bayer Monsanto called Suramin. And Suramin is a synthetic drug, but it's known to stop the expression of retroviruses, of viruses, and this syncytin gene would be turned off, your own gamma retrovirus. So it would stop the syncytin in the spike protein, probably the most deadly part of that spike protein next to the ACE2 receptor binding domain. So it would turn that off, that expression off, and that would stop things like the premature menopause, because this gene is expressed, our own gamma retrovirus given by God is what syncytin are fused cells, so they stick together. So you can stop the clotting disorders and things like that with the drug Suramin. Well, you know, I'm the most heavily censored person probably in the planet. And so the minute I said that, and I did it on purpose because Bayer took the drug away. There was a double-blind placebo-controlled study in 2015 in autism based on our retrovirus hypothesis contributing to the disease. And it worked. And so, Bayer took the drug away from everybody. When I did work in cancer and AIDS, when you do a clinical trial that works that well, you stop the trial and give the drug to everybody. They stopped the trial and took the drug away from everybody. So just for fun, I said it out there on Jason Turka's show and then the Academy for the Divine. I said the word Suramin. The next day, somebody said, put juxtaposed into that conversation, pine needles. Now, and the Suramin does not come from pine needles, but there are terpenes. That's a class of chemicals where we get turpentine. You know, that'll stop a lot of toxins and pathogens, but it's also very toxic. So all of a sudden, everybody's running everywhere to get turpentine. Yeah. And Suramin and is not, pine needle tea doesn't come from there. Doesn't mean there's not benefit, but I knew that the people at the top that I was talking to were listening. What I wanted to do was make sure that everybody knows, just like ivermectin in the criminal part of our FDA and that WHO, these are WHO essential medicines. Give it, make them available at pennies to the dollar, just like hydroxychloroquine. The fraud and the criminal activity goes very, very deep, very, very deep. And the FDA has been involved in it since HIV/AIDS. And this is the subject of the movie, The Dallas Buyers Club.
All the people that we grow up being taught are there for us to protect us are the very ones that are trying to kill us. They want us dead.
So no to pine needles.
Okay. I'm removing my security detail from the pine trees that I have on my property now. Then I thought they were going to be so valuable. This is my retirement plan. these pine needles are going to be so great. Let me understand that, because I'm a lay person. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor, and I'm the people's bullhorn. I'm trying to get answers for everybody that I walk alongside every day, the heroes, the patriots that want freedom in our country. So this lipid nanoparticle, which is composed of toxic graphene, we have now found, is the transporter for the mRNA. So that's the train going down the track, so the truck going down the road. So because it's a nanoparticle, it can go anywhere and essentially into anything. And the mRNA forces the body's billions of cells to produce this toxic spike protein. The spike proteins in the billions are what are causing the disease, the illness, the fatigue, the clots, etc. So what exactly do these other prophylactics or these other treatments that you're talking about, what can they do? In other words, what is the mechanism of action of any of these things on these manufactured spikes?
Well, the mechanism action of the spikes is to cause that inflammatory that flame. It's to burn out your own tissues. It's like throwing gasoline on a fire. So what these other, the ivermectins, the Surmin do, so Surmin's a very large charged molecule. So it basically just keeps these things, when produced, from touching the cell membrane, from going into the other cells. It's like it zaps it, like you might zap a mosquito with it, one of these laser kind of things. They're energy therapies, light therapies. There are a lot of things to break these things down. Ozone. Well, you know, so you can break these things down with ozonated skin on your screen, on your skin. So we know the mechanisms of action. That's why I'm so confident that we can end these diseases forever, or these, these man-made plagues, because we learned that in my last 40 years, starting June 10th, 1980, that I made type 1 interferons. It was I happen to have the magazine, it was the magic bullet for cancer.
Does the hydroxychloroquine or the ivermectin prophylactically, or any of these other things, do they actually reduce the number of spike proteins or their activity?
No, what they actually do, they're not directly virucidal. What they do is they tell your immune system not to produce them. They gobble them up as soon as they're expressed. As soon they say, no, we don't need that RNA. So they gobble it up and they package it. What these other therapies are doing are taking different parts of your immune system, like the microglia, the monocyte macrophage, the natural killer cell, the plasmacytoid dendritic cell, and they're weaponizing them. They're putting the full armor, if you will, onto your immune system, which is so compromised with the mitochondria, these taking away your energy. So it's allowing all the energy of your immune system to focus on breaking that down so it can't be produced.
Got it. So they get gobbled up before they can ever get downstream. So what do you do about the mRNA that's still in the cells telling the body to continue making the spikes? In other words, are there any studies that people can read on the mechanism of action to stop this stuff that's already downstream from continuing to happen?
Oh, sure. mRNA. Anytime you have messenger RNA, DNA outside the nucleus, messenger or any kind of RNA outside the cell membrane, in your fluid, in your interstitial fluid, in your blood, that's a danger signal. That's a pathogen-associated molecular pattern. And there are hundreds of immune responses that gobble that right up. You don't have to worry about that. Now, what you have to worry about is what you just said, mRNA inside the cell, because that's going to change the regulation, the expression of your genes. We learned that more than 95% of the messenger RNA that is produced in our cells is regulatory. It changes the expression of your genes. And so that has to be dealt with. And that's actually, and you can do that. That's a mechanism. One of those decades of the epigenetics that I worked on is something called DNA methylation. It's putting a methyl group on the top of the DNA and say, make no more of that message. So it can stop that message from being made by putting a methyl group. So there's a natural product called dimethylglycine. It's a supplement form. You can buy it. Dimethylglycine, S-adenosyl methionine. Those are methyl donors, and they're depleted in our world. That's why I mentioned have good minerals, eat good food. But just there, you can buy dimethylglycine. And you can take it, and that'll help restore the balance and stop the production and the dysregulation of your method of your messenger RNA from your DNA.
God bless you. As you know, they're in my ear here. We're up against a hard break. What did you not get out in about 60 seconds? Is there anything that we left out out here that you wanted to make sure that we address today?
Absolutely not. The first thing is no more. No more masks, no more shots, no more tests of any kind. And we'll all live and we'll get our country back.
Wonderful. God bless you for everything. And for the book, congratulations on that. I can't imagine what kind of hard work that must be that you have had to endure, sleepless nights. True patriot, and you're very brave. I'm really hopeful that all of the people that we've talked about today will soon be held accountable. I really do. I this evil is just so widespread and so deep, and this corruption. And if you think about everybody that's pushing these things, who has all been impacted, the corporations behind this, the money, where it comes from, it's just absolutely sick. We know the devil is real because we know that God is real. And so obviously if there are people that worship God, there are people that also worship the devil, and that's who these people are, and they will be defeated because we know how the Bible ends. Dr. Judy Mikovits, thank you so much. God bless you. And we really appreciate your time and being here.
Thank you, Sue. I appreciate it.